friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 and 23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Friend, did you know when you woke up this morning, his compassions, his love for you, well, they were renewed. They never get old. They never fail, like the milk in our refrigerator. It never expires. His compassions never fail. I want you to ponder around that today. Hey, happy Thursday, this February the 11th, 2016. Get ready for Valentine's Day on Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. And in fact, yesterday was an exciting day in the Kroll household. Our daughter, Hannah, she turned the big 1-0 yesterday, and boy, she was soaking it up all day yesterday. We bought her cupcakes that she can take to her class, and we had exactly 24 because she's got 23 students and one teacher. So, and I was telling her, I hope that, you know, some kids call in sick so we can have some leftovers. You can bring some back home for us, you know, but no, that didn't happen. Of course, everybody showed up. So, oh yeah, we do something special in our home. If it's your birthday, we come, we kind of have breakfast in bed. We bring you breakfast and we sing you happy birthday, wake up and all that stuff. And with Hannah, she's not a morning person. So sometimes we're not sure how she's going to receive the singing of the happy birthday and waking her up on her birthday. But yesterday she received it and soaked it up, soaked it up. So she's still doing the same today as well. So our little Hannah turned the big 1-0 yesterday. By the way, speaking of birthdays, mark down on your calendar Thursday night, April 7th, for the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Extravaganza Celebration happening at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, of course you know him as the senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago, coming down. He's going to be our keynote speaker. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be putting on a skit. And Phil Shepherd for the Moody Bible Institute will be our MC that night. Cake and ice cream desserts as well. Yeah, if you got a sweet tooth, make sure you come on over and celebrate with us. That gets underway at 6 that night, with some music playing as well. Formal programming beginning at 7 o'clock with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. But if you are like us, you have a large family, can't stay out too late, there's also a special pre-event that will take place at 4:30 with games by Dr. G's Brainworks and music by the Urbana High School Orchestra. So lots of great stuff going on. But if you're one of the first 500 families to show up and pre-register, you're going to get a special gift box filled with coupons, novelty items, great knickknacks by some of our business sponsors as well. This is one thing you do want to sign up for. Do need to pre-register for that gift box. If you're one of the first 500 people to do so, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on the banner there that says 20th birthday. There you can register. Also, get more details on the growing number of events that will take place that night. Lots of great stuff. Great sponsors. And maybe you want to sponsor or financially support the event. There's details on how you can do that as well. Going to be a big day. More to come, for sure. More to come. GreatNewsRadio.org. Click on the 20th birthday banner right there on the website.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear.
Serve only to remind you that they drop powerless because
that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Wanders into a small antique shop. It's mostly cluttered with knickknacks and junk, and on the floor, however, he notices what looks like an ancient Chinese vase, and on closer inspection, it turns out to be a priceless relic from the Ming Dynasty, whose value is beyond calculating. It's worth more than anything in the store put together. And the owner clearly has no idea the value of this possession because it's filled with milk and the cat's drinking out of it. The man sees an opportunity for the deal of a lifetime. He cleverly strategizes a method to obtain the vase for a fraction of its cost. "That's an extraordinary cat you have there," he says to the owner. "How much would you sell her for?" "Oh, the cat's not really for sale," said the owner. "She keeps the store free of mice." "I must have her," the man encountered. "Tell you what, I'll give you $100 for her." "She's not really worth it," laughed the owner. "But if you want her that badly, she's yours." And the man said, "I need something to feed her from as well. Let me throw in another $10 for that saucer she's drinking out of." "Oh, I can never do that. That saucer is actually an ancient Chinese vase from the Ming Dynasty. It's my prized possession, whose worth is beyond calculation. Funny thing, though, since we've had it, I've sold 17 cats. Now, friend, we may not have an expensive vase in our collection at home, but we do have something that is literally priceless. For those who have called upon the Lord for salvation in his Son Jesus, we have unlimited access to God. See, that alone time and that prayer time is the fuel we need to get through our day, the fuel we need to get through our week. In fact, the fuel we need for some of us to get through the next hour. And today we're going to make a visit to a woman's house, and her name is Martha. So if you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. We'll look at a couple of different verses here. Verse 38 of Luke chapter 10 says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home up to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me.'" So we see a picture of Jesus and his ministry team of disciples here, visiting a village in Bethany, if you really study the passage here, where Martha opened up her home for them. Now, throughout the New Testament, we get to see the different personalities of the sisters. They have different personalities like any other family. As you know, my wife and I have Timothy and Hannah. He loves to read and he does very good on his own. You give him a book and some Cheez-Its and he's good for like 12 hours. I mean, he's very low maintenance. Now, on the other hand, Hannah, she's really what they call very non-low maintenance. Can I get an amen? Do we understand where I'm going here? Okay, good. You know, one commentator writes that Mary's bent was to meander through life and pause to smell the roses. Martha was more likely to pick the roses and quickly cut the stems on an angle and place them in a vase with baby's breath and ferns. So these women had two different ways of serving the Lord. Martha served with her hands while Mary served with her heart and mind. Verse 40, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me. Now, let me say something here. Martha has always gotten a bad rap, thanks to this passage. I mean, she was actually doing a noble thing. I mean, she invited and hosted Jesus and his large team. Now, I'm not sure what kind of meal I would make for Jesus, but it probably wouldn't be macaroni and cheese. I would probably go all out and make sure I give him my best. Now, Martha, poor girl, she's probably working up a sweat, stressing out all morning probably about Jesus coming over. And I'll tell you what, the best cleaning we do in our home is 5 minutes before people come over. I mean, that's the best cleaning that we do. We're the cleanest people 5 minutes before folks come over. But before that, we're just slobs. So I'm sure she was making up a storm, cleaning up the house. And then there's Mary sitting down quietly at the feet of Jesus. And she forgets all about Martha and the meal and setting the table. And Martha may have maybe cleared her throat or kind of did a loudly enough to be heard in the next room. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe banging some pots and pans and anything to remind Mary that her sister was expecting a little help. But maybe the reason why Mary didn't see or hear Martha was because her eyes and ears were on Jesus. Did you hear that today? She gave him her undivided attention. Now, friend, can you imagine the power the church would have today if every single member gave the Lord their undivided attention? Can you imagine the revival that will take place in the hearts of men and women around the world if only they gave him their undivided attention? It says that she came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Now, Martha didn't go to Mary. In fact, she went straight to the top. She talked to Jesus. A storm was building up in Martha, and the more Mary did nothing, the quicker the cloud was about to burst. Anybody ever been there? Praise the Lord. Now, again, Martha was doing a good thing. She was doing a noble thing, but she let her attitude affect the way she served the Lord. See, it's possible to still serve the Lord and do it with an unattractive attitude. You know, some of us know what that's like. I lead this ministry and nobody shows up, so just forget it. Or I clean the church and no one else offers to step in. Or this person has more people in their ministry than mine. Or why is this person asked to do Bible study and not me? I've led Bible study a million times. See, if we're really serving the Lord, it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing because you're serving Him. She had an unattractive attitude. See, while Martha was preparing for a banquet, Mary was already having one. She was feasting on the words of Christ. You know, in Acts, we see a beautiful picture of the early church. Peter got up, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached a powerful message, and 3,000 people got saved. And right after that, we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, these 3,000 people who just got saved. It says in Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread, to prayer. They devoted themselves to getting to know this God. Friend, what are you devoted to? What are you devoted to? Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with cleaning up in the kitchen. There is nothing wrong with preparing a meal. There is nothing wrong with serving the Lord. But don't let that take priority over your relationship with Him. See, to have fellowship with Jesus, we may have to leave some things undone. Did you hear that today? Some of us need to hear that. Let me tell you what, it's hard to be a Mary in a Martha world. And for some of us, we need to know that to have fellowship with Jesus, we may have to leave some things undone. See, to have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to have a sink of dirty dishes. To have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to have a messy living room. See, to have fellowship with Jesus, you may have to wait an extra 20 minutes to get back to that phone call. We may have to leave some things undone, but that's because we're having fellowship with the Lord. What are you devoted to? How are your priorities, friend? You know, Jehovah's Witnesses are required to keep a quota of how many times or how many homes they visit a week. The Muslims, they pray each and every day, 3 times a day, I think it is, to the east, to Mecca, on their knees. But let me tell you something, this is not going to be politically correct. They serve a false god. They serve a false god. We serve the one true king, and yet they are more committed, it seems like, to their false god than we are to the true god. Robert A. Cook, former president of the King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute several years ago, and he was saying that the day before he had been at a gathering in Washington, and had talked to the vice president of the United States. And then he went on to say that he later spoke briefly with then-President Ronald Reagan. Then he stopped and smiled and said, "But that's nothing, because today I talked with God." Friend, if we really understood what an amazing privilege it is that the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only completely and totally just, loving, merciful, omnipresent God, calls us His children and cares for our every little need, I think we can give Him a little bit more time in prayer. When there's chaos in the kitchen, let's be sure to sit at the feet of Jesus.
Holy and undying.
Maranatha Singers, Holy and Anointed One Friend. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. You can always drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. And hey, if you have some time again today, be sure to pre-register for the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Extravaganza Celebration at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.